Thank you and good morning. Democratic leaders in the state legislature have introduced a bill that will expand the number of places that cannabis business owners can pay state fees and taxes. The Cannabis Safe Payment Act, sponsored by Fiona Ma, a member of the State Board of Equalization, will allow the board to collect fees, taxes, fines, and penalties at more state agencies as well as the tax collector's office of local counties with the approval of the Board of Supervisors. Currently, cannabis business owners must make trips to a state Board of Equalization office, there are 22 scattered across the state, to make payments, and for many, that means a long trip with a lot of cash on hand. State agencies that could be used for payments include Consumer Affairs, Fish and Wildlife, and Food and Agriculture. Currently, the medical cannabis industry is a $2.7 billion industry in the state, and it's expected it will increase to nearly $4 billion by 2018. Tax revenue is estimated to rise to $1 billion per year. Twice in the past 10 days, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to local residents and motorists traveling through the areas affected by the closure of Highway 299 not to use Forest Service roads. Search and rescue teams have been called out on numerous occasions to rescue those who had gotten stuck on unplowed and snow-filled forest tracks. The pressure on residents in the area may be easing, however. Caltrans has announced that beginning today, Highway 299 at Big French Creek, the site of two large slides, will be open to local traffic from 6:30 a.m. until 8 and from 4:30 p.m. until 6, weather permitting. The roadway remains subject to closure at any time, and Caltrans emphasizes that it's open only to local residents. The Weather Service has issued a high wind advisory through this morning, and that means we could see another round of downed trees, debris, and detritus in the roadway, as well as power outages. Currently, the PG&E power outage map shows that about 350 customers in the Jacoby Creek area were left in the dark at 4:15 this morning. The cause is unknown, and a PG&E crew was dispatched to the area. Behind the wind will come more rain through the weekend, and there is also a high surf advisory on the way as well. Jordan Christmas has news from Corrections.
Law enforcement agencies across the county have been notified to be on the lookout for 38-year-old John Campbell, an inmate who walked away from the Eel River Conservation Camp early Tuesday morning. Campbell was last seen inside of his housing unit before his disappearance, and officials with the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations informed local agencies. Campbell was transferred over from Butte County to serve a 7-year sentence for vehicle theft and evasion, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. The Harbor District is accepting applications for those interested in serving out the remainder of Mike Wilson's term on the Board of Directors. Wilson resigned his position effective January 13th after he won election to the Board of Supervisors. The Harbor District 5 boundaries generally conform to the 3rd District Supervisor seat of Arcata and Blue Lake. Applicants are encouraged to check with the Elections Division to see if they are in the district, and applications must be submitted no later than February 8th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last September, Humboldt County School Superintendent Dr. Gary Eagles announced that he will retire at the end of the school year and before his elected term is expired. The County Board of Education has compiled a list of 6 candidates that will be interviewed this week to take over for Eagles and fill out the remainder of his term. Normally, such proceedings are done in private, but because the position is elected, the hiring process is open to the public.
The Board of Education will select the individuals they wish to interview, and we'll be publicizing that interview schedule on the webpage. If this were a district superintendency, it wouldn't be necessarily widely known who applied. They would conduct interviews behind the scenes, and until a decision is rendered, things would be kept fairly quiet.
Eagles explained that the process is open to the public because he is stepping down from that elected position, and therefore the public has a right to know how the board goes about its business.
When somebody in my situation who is in an elected position vacates the position early before the end of the term, the appointing body has to go through the process very open and transparent to the public because essentially in this case, the County Board of Education is taking the place of the electorate.
Three of the six candidates come from local school districts, with a fourth from Reading and the other two outside of the region. Three interviews are scheduled for Thursday and three more on Friday. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.